Culture.
Book Review. Language and Technology. Typing Rebellion. The Chinese Computer by Thomas Mullaney.
The National Chinese Characters Typing Competition is rarely cause for excitement, but in 2013 it was. Huang Zhenyu, a student, produced 222 characters per minute, or 3.7 per second, the equivalent of someone typing more than 200 words per minute in English. The average typist manages about 40 English words per minute. Mr. Huang's performance was a dramatic moment in one of the Chinese-speaking world's long-running challenges, how to use the 26 letters on the Western QWERTY keyboard to type thousands of Chinese characters. The Chinese language's lack of an alphabet has been a source of concern. In the 19th and early 20th centuries, it meant Chinese typewriting and telegraphy were much slower. Leaders, including Mao Zedong, believed characters were constraining China's economic and social development. He wondered whether they should be ditched altogether in favor of an alphanumeric system. The alphabet anxiety intensified when the personal computing revolution in the West began to transform the world. Thomas Mullaney, a professor at Stanford University, has written an informative and enjoyable history of how China addressed this crucial technical question. He observes that Chinese people, when typing on a Western-designed computer or phone, are required to operate entirely in code in order to turn keyboard letters into characters. As late as 1989, one of America's most eminent linguists wrote that, compared with Western languages, there is not, and I believe never can be, as efficient a system for inputting and outputting Chinese characters. In alphanumeric languages, what you type is what you get. In Chinese, it never is. The Chinese Computer zeroes in on some forgotten but memorable characters. Cao Chungqin worked with IBM in the 1940s to develop the electric Chinese typewriter using a different four-number code for every character. Samuel Caldwell, a professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, spoke no Chinese but developed a system whereby each key on the QWERTY keyboard represented a brushstroke in a character. Typing the first few strokes linked to a photographic storage matrix. Caldwell, therefore, unwittingly invented the autocomplete function in the 1950s, decades before it would become a time-saving smartphone feature. In the 1970s, China contemplated abandoning QWERTY altogether and produced huge keyboards of characters. But from the 1980s onwards, new structure-based input systems flourished, such as WuBi, the system used by Mr. Huang. In those methods, each QWERTY key correlates with a different visual component of a character, so, typed consecutively, they form a full character. The lure of the Chinese market meant Western computer companies were eager for a solution. And for all its tricksiness, the QWERTY keyboard has prevailed. Of the different codes, it is Pinyin, which writes characters phonetically using the Roman alphabet, that has won the day. Type in a Chinese sound using Latin letters, tong, for instance, and a menu appears of the most commonly used characters with that sound. It has been greatly helped by the fact that the Communist Party has taught Pinyin in schools for decades. Whoever thought that a book about hypergraphic semiotics could be so absorbing? Geeks will enjoy the computing conundrums, and Sinophiles will love the history. Laymen, too, will learn plenty. Mr. Mullaney points out that half the world's population uses scripts that require workarounds with a QWERTY keyboard. This is a global issue of which few Westerners are aware. China has, he writes, saved the Western-designed computer from its foundational limitations. Mr. Mullaney's book does not cover the current tech wars between China and America. It does, however, underline the impressive progress China has achieved in computing. For decades, the country has been fighting and typing with one hand tied behind its back.